Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you are encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated. This is tape number 175, Wise and Foolish Builders. Our Lord frequently taught lessons of a moral and spiritual nature by the use of parables. One such lesson is found at the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew chapter 7. He began with these words, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." That's verses 24 through 27. Jesus says that life is a process of building. If it stands the test of time and is able to weather the storms, it must be built on a solid foundation. Jesus Christ is that foundation, according to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. In addition to a good foundation, quality materials, ingredients, and workmanship must go into the building of a good life. Let's briefly consider some of these. The first ingredient is strong faith or trust in God. The Christian life has its beginnings and conclusion in faith. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And it is written, the just shall live by faith." The writer of the book of Hebrews put it this way, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." This is Hebrews 11, verse 6. Of course, the message must first be firmly implanted in our hearts. It is said of the late Nikita Khrushchev that he memorized the entire New Testament, but he admitted that he did it for no reason whatsoever. Someone once observed, "He knew the book from A to Z. His mind had mastered every part. A fine achievement, but alas, it never got into his heart." Unless the gospel message by faith permeates our hearts, it will be of no benefit to us. A second ingredient essential for good building is honesty. The Bible admonishes us to provide things honest in the sight of all men. Romans 12, verse 17. The story is told of a wealthy man who employed his brother-in-law to build him a house. He explained that he and his family intended to travel in Europe for the summer. While there, he wanted this dream house to be built. The brother-in-law agreed and set to work. As the building progressed, he decided to cut corners here and there by using inferior materials whenever he could cover them up. After all, the rich man would never know the difference. In time, the summer ended and the house was complete. The wealthy man returned home. Immediately, he was taken out to the building site to look over the new house. After examining it carefully and admiring its elegance at some length, he said to the builder, "I'll tell you, it's lovely. In fact, you've done such a marvelous job that I'm just going to give it to you." You can imagine the dejected feeling of the brother-in-law when he knew that inferior workmanship as well as inferior materials had gone into the house. The Bible says, "And be sure your sin will find you out." Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. How true that is. Eventually, someone will discover our dishonesty to our embarrassment. If not here, then in the hereafter. Honesty always pays because God always knows. A third ingredient for building a good life is moral purity. Those of us who have lived during the decade of the 50s until the 70s have watched the pendulum of moral values swing all the way into the gutter. Premarital and extramarital sex have become commonplace. People take trips on narcotics and alcoholic beverages until they are void of any reality. Massage parlors, pornographic literature, X-rated movies, and many other forms of fleshly indulgences are the order of the day. Perhaps you are thinking, I don't see anything wrong with these things if I want to do them. Well, allow me to let you in on one big secret. That is, in the game of life, God has written the rule book. We either go by His rules, or we pay the consequences. The Bible says, Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Again Paul wrote, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Then he adds, And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. This is 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. What kind of builder would you say that you are?
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ here in Houma, Louisiana. We assemble at the corner of Alma.